Anytime Fitness. Make healthy happen your way. Join today. Visit anytimefitness.com.au. Blunston. Two things you never skimp on. A good mattress and a better pair of boots from Blunston.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Great to have you with us today. It's Thursday, Feb 25. We are a week away from the commencement of the AAMI Community Series. A one-off. Only each team plays one game and then only a few weeks away from the start of the AFL season. So a great time to talk to the AFL operations boss, Steve Hocking, who's been good enough to take our call. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Gary and Tim. How are you both?
We're going very well. We're excited about the fact that footy's just around the corner and it's starting to dominate conversation. And you'd be thrilled that you had a little scratch match yesterday and the sky didn't cave in on the back of the man on the mark rule that you've introduced.
No, look, it was really good, Gary. It's great to be out there and see footy being talked about again and you know, quite clearly, there's a lot of passion around for the game after we were able to play throughout 2020 here in Victoria. So really pleasing to see it back. And we've quite clearly got practice matches up this weekend and then into the AAMI series the following weekend.
You holding your breath about this one, were you?
look, Tim, it's a reasonable question, that one. Look, I think the thing where you take confidence is just the fact that you've got about 310, 320 visits that the umpires have done. And then on top of that, you know, you've got coaching group and also players that are very professional. You know, the three of us know better than anyone that you know, how professional this competition is. So there's a level of confidence you take from that. And you know that the work's being done behind the scenes to make sure this is implemented. And so, yeah, we're obviously touching on the standard and mark piece, but there's other parts to it. You know, around the rotations being reduced from 90 to 75, and then you've got kick-ins. You know, the guy on the mark is taken from 10 metres back to 15 metres, and the game gets returned to 20-minute quarters. It's a range of things that need to be done and overlaid across the game.
Just specifically on the man on the mark thing, though, was there pushback from the umpires about this? We read about, I think it was Sean Ryan may have talking about the complexities and the difficulty already in the adjudication of so many different rules in our game. Was there any pushback from the umpires?
No, Tim, look, there wasn't. And the reason for that is, like, you go back to when we introduced 666, there was concerns. I remember presenting to yourself and you know, Gary, the Foxtel and Channel 7, and, you know, there's genuine questions around that. Now, you know, that debate's really healthy. You know, one of the things that I've done whilst I've been in this role is I encourage that level of debate and discussion, and of course you're going to have that with umpires because, you know, they're professionals themselves. They do a fantastic job. It is a difficult game to officiate, and so, you know, you have debate, you have you know, really open dialogue around it because they're the ones that have to implement it and officiate on it. But there's a responsibility on the players and the coaches to get this right as well, and so it's not just all landing at the umpire's feet. So we, you know, we're very fortunate. Guys like Hayden Kennedy and Damien Farrow, we've got Dan Richardson now that's heading up the umpiring team. They're working. I've been to a number of those sessions. I've seen the work. I've seen the debate that goes on, and it's welcomed. And, you know, they're doing a fantastic job at overlaying this on the game.
Was there ever any consideration to giving umpires an option of a 25-metre penalty for this?
Look, it was something that was raised at the comp committee, Gary, but you know, the actual laws of the game are 50-metre penalty. And so it's really been about implementing that and staying with that. That's what we're all used to. And there has to be a, you know, reasonable-sized penalty. You know, one of the things that we've got to remember around the reason for the introduction of this rule is the delay and the pressure that comes from a guy standing on the mark. And so, you know, the 50-metre penalty, if you do move laterally, that's a transgression and that's what's in the laws of the game. So that's what we're applying.
I spoke to an AFL player yesterday who I was really surprised to hear it because it's such a negative sort of connotation, which there always is when there's rule changes, and we get that. But the player said to me, it's fantastic. He said he loves it and can't wait for the game to get started.
Yeah, look, I think for all your listeners out there, Tim, you know, one of the things to chat to out of yesterday's game, you know, it's a small sample size, so let's acknowledge that. And it's like February. What's the old saying that we used to roll around? March champions, April Fool.
Yeah.
And so, you know, showing up yesterday, it was obvious the leading lane sort of become available. It was clearly obvious the run from behind. There's a lot more run from behind. And so with that, that delay and that pressure that's applied, you know, where with the guys standing on the mark previously, he had an ability to be able to influence setting up ahead of the ball. And it was noticeable yesterday that you don't have the time to be able to do that. And so the amount of times that went into the forward 50, and Gary, you love this piece of it, being a crafty forward as you were. There was so many times yesterday where it's one-on-one.
Yeah.
And, you know, you just got your direct opponent that you're out marking. So there's a lot of contested marking. So that third man in sounded quite difficult. Now, again, you know, I'll preface the fact, it's positive what I'm talking to there, but it is just a practice match.
I do love all that. Yeah, well, we're gonna our line there's a little bit scratchy. I'm not sure. We'll persevere, but
I'll just move it. Is that better?
Yeah, that's better.
That's great. Yeah, I love the fact that there's more one-on-one footy. Now the unintended consequences will be borne out over time, and we'll have to deal with those. You know, the coaches may end up putting players behind the footy as a result, but
of course
we'll wear it. Yeah. We'll wear it at the moment.
The decrease in rotations from 90 down to 75. What is it with that decrease in rotations? What is it that you're hoping that it will provide and give to the game this season?
Tim, it's really about, you know, quite clearly where we've been is rotation previously. We've continued to go up. And if you have a look at 2020, one of the things to come out of 2020 was the learnings. And so there was no adjustment to rotation. And the game was shortened, and all of that extra energy was put further into defence. Now, what we're trying to do, and again, yeah, just appealing to your listeners here, we're trying to get a better balance between attack and defence. That's all we're trying to do here. A bit more space back into the game. And so we're essentially talking about fatigue here, just an element of fatigue, all of it working together. So it's not in isolation, banging, just going from 90 down to 75. The thing that we've recognised is with the system being as developed and as mature as what it is, and I'm talking about the competition, we haven't gone from 90 right down to a much lower number. We've just gone down to 75 because it gives the competition the opportunity to adapt to that over time. They're finely tuned athletes, these guys, and they'll adapt. And we think, with the kicking change, with the guy on the mark and standing the mark, 20-minute return to 20-minute quarters, and this, all of it working together, is about finding a better balance between attack and defence.
Is your expectation, and this is all related to this, obviously, rotations and man on the mark, all this type of thing about freeing up the game, is it your expectation that we're going to see more scoring now this season because of these changes?
Look, what we're hoping to see is just more space and just that balance. Like you never want to swing it too far one way, Tim. And so that's our role as custodians of the game, is just to make sure that the levers you are pulling doesn't send it too far in the direction you don't want it to go. So these are smaller adjustments to the game, and I think personally the best decision making of all is when the fans show up to the game and there's something different about it, but they can't actually pinpoint what it is. Now, if we go back to 666, I think a lot of us sort of felt like, gee, this may do something to the game that's quite radical. Now we look at it and we sort of feel like it's now part of the game and has been for a long period of time. That's what we're aiming to do with these changes.
What's the latest with crowd sizes? What can you tell us about that? Let's try and whip through a few of the things that a lot of our audience are really keen to know about. Are we any closer to knowing what sort of crowd we'll have on the season opener?
Look, there's a lot of work going on that. Gary, I'd like to be a lot more definitive, but, you know, quite clearly the Australian Open has just finished and you know, there's considerations being given around, you know, where COVID is. What I can say is we'll be led by governments, and I know that is something that we've continued to talk to, but that's really important. That's about the health and safety of all the supporters and making sure that we can get them back to the football. But we are working hard behind the scenes with the government to get supporters back to the game, because we all saw last year the game is so much better when it's got its
its supporters in the stands and you know all the members and so forth. If we can get them back and enjoying footy again, that'll be great for the whole community.
And I would imagine that extends to the community series. Do we are you understanding or aware or when will you know? Do you think?
We're working through that currently, but certainly across those interstate games, you know, Perth, Queensland, and South Australia, and up in New South Wales, we're looking to have as many fans as possible. We've managed to land the West Coast for our game at Optus Stadium. We're working on some other things around that as well, so that you know, if we can fill that stadium up and have you know people attend, you know, and just get back to the footy. It's what people want.
A lot of discussion around at the moment about the long-term effects of concussion and head trauma, that type of thing, making the game safer. Are there any levers that you're looking at pulling to make the game even more safe for players and participants?
I think we're well into that. Look, the first thing to acknowledge, Tim, is just the health and safety of all players. Like that's paramount in our decision-making. And look, we'll continue to progress in that area. We've clearly done the 12 days sideline if they suffer a concussion. You know, there's a range of technologies that we're investigating as well. You know, the rules continue to adapt as well. We've been really strong on dangerous tackles, both in AFLW and also, you know, it'll be the same in the men's as well, without adjusting, just again, officiating correctly. So a lot of work going on there, but yeah, health and safety of players is paramount in our game.
And Steve, yesterday's Herald Sun had a story about how hard it was for individual players to make claims for injuries as a result of severe head contact. Insurances from 2009 made it impossible for players to claim payouts for serious mental health conditions. I'm sure you looked at it and saw it. Have you had to act on that as a result of or were you aware of that?
Yeah, certainly, Gary. We've been aware of it. Most of the things are related to concussion. You know, we're working through and working in the background. Andrew Dillon and his legal team are doing a fantastic job around that. And there'll be further initiatives that will be announced over the coming months. It's an important area of our game. But hopefully, what a lot of the listeners are seeing is that there's a lot of duty of care going on from players applying tackles, right through to bumps and so forth, and the rules are adapted to support that, so that it is a safe game. We want boys and girls playing this game, forever and a day. And so where we can, we'll look after health and safety.
Steve, you're a former player of the game. Would you donate your brain to research?
It's certainly something when you see the research that's going on, Tim, that you stop and consider. I'm sure you're probably the same, and Gary, similar. Being a former player, it's certainly a consideration for me, and a decision that I'll make at some stage.
So, if a player played in round one, are they insured for injuries sustained as a result of a concussion or a series of concussions?
Yeah, so there's quite clearly injury insurance, Gary, that covers covers players more broadly. So, but again, I'll go back to the fact that whatever we're doing in the background, there'll be continued announcements over the coming weeks, and make sure that the health and safety of players are looked after.
Just a quick couple off the our temper text machine. Did you think of introducing the man on the mark or woman on the mark in this instance in AFLW, given that we'd like to see a bit more scoring and opening up the game there?
Yeah, so Gary, if you have a look at AFLW and what a strong start the season has been. It's been very entertaining, and it's certainly an exciting competition. That it goes from strength to strength, year on year. The younger players that are coming in, it's noticeable the difference they're making and the impact they're having. If you go along and watch their game, they actually stand the mark the way you and Tim and I used to. It's almost like you're going up onto the mark, and it's a stop in the game and catch your breath, bit of recovery. It hasn't got to that level that it is in the men's, where it's actually a tactic within men's. So we felt that the women's also were well and truly into their preparation. And as we've seen with the men's, you need time to bed these things down, and that's not lost on me how important the placement and the rolling out of this is. It's about smoothing out the bumps where you can, and making sure that
the fans show up, supporters show up, you know, your listeners are able to go to the game and enjoy it.
Hopefully we can talk quite regularly through the season, Steve. It'd be great because all these questions continue to bob up. I've got another 10, but we've got to get to some other commitments. But hopefully we can talk again through the year. And good luck for 2021. Let's hope it's a fantastic season.
Thanks, Gary and Tim. Thanks for your time.
Steve Hocking joining us there.